Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. Live from Blossom's HQ. Of frequencies
for all the Japanese listeners, that means yes.
Hi, yes. Yes.
They'd know, wouldn't they?
They'd know,
yeah.
For all the English listeners,
yes, of course.
English.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgive me, sorry.
Sweet,
do you know what? Fucking good for you, that
brain.
I like it. Yeah,
well, thinking
it's because, yeah, you're washing your hands more. That
sorry,
not my hair though.
I'm used to Italian, it's just.
How's the Italian going?
Yeah, it's really good, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, enjoying really, it. Really good. Enjoying it, yeah.
I'm
at the stage where I think I'm going to go to a few classes.
Ooh.
And speak it with people.
Do you want fair play to
you,
mate?
That's the way to do it.
That's mint, though.
Yeah, yeah. Feel quite confident now.
Boss.
It's the next step, innit?
I can just... Ciao. The only Italian thing
worth speaking. I should be concentrating on Spanish because it's spoken all over the world and Italian's only spoken in one country, but...
Italy is a country's unreal.
Yes.
Can you have a full on conversation with Claudia? No shout out to Claudia.
Mm.
Yep, the fan.
Oh, I like her.
How is everyone anyway? All right.
Very
all
good.
Right, yeah.
Feeling good. First gig of the year. Ticked off.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't
under
it?
The belt.
Had a really nice time. Sounded great looking back at videos on YouTube.
Yeah, it sounded
YouTube
better than
stuff.
I thought it was going to sound because
we had a few issues on stage.
Teething problems, didn't
we?
First show of the year.
Bound to happen, innit?
We didn't, like, you know what I mean? Wasn't the full rig.
Like, get that with small venues, yeah, though.
And we hadn't played in like 4 months, yeah, had we? So
I felt tight though.
I feel like
I felt
the playing wasn't the problem. Like I think it sounded pretty tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah.
I tripped up a few times, but that happened.
Interesting anyway, being behind you know. So the eyes were on me as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, because usually you're like the middle, and me and Joe were to each side, but because it was a smaller stage, directly behind you, it was nice seeing the.
What did you feel?
Scope. I felt the success of you, like from behind me. I was like catching it, like that, catching the sweat. It was good.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
I felt personally, I don't feel like I've got down my performance yet of the year. If you know what I mean.
Still
my
onstage
persona,
out,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't feel. I was a bit self-aware. And the minute you're self-aware, it's gone.
Yeah, that's gone.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just don't think we've had enough time. That comes with playing and soaking up, watching other gigs and stuff. I just think, we're thrown in the deep end, and it was a bit like, ah.
I think that's when you do work.
Still enjoyed it. Like,
I think that's when you tan the set as well, loads.
Yeah, you find
it's
little
it's a weird
nuances.
Thing. It's a weird
you're a bit
thing.
More vulnerable in a small venue as well.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Because
you kind of got to have the banter with people,
eyes,
but then
you?
It's like...
literally feet away, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think it's weirdly like... it sounds a bit Bellendy. I don't want it to sound Bellendy. But
you're going to say you get used to playing bigger stages, aren't
you? Yeah.
That's not bad.
And you get used to like playing to bigger crowds. Like even when it's silent or something, it's really silent. Do you know when you play bigger venues, when it's silent, it's not like deadly silent, is it? I mean, you can hear little murmurings and that.
Yeah.
When like there, it's like deadly silent. And then when it's like the cheers, like it's like big, but not like massive. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit like, you're sort of a bit like, oh God, do you know what I mean? It's weird. It's a weird vibe,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's harder not to get into it, but I think people are more... When you're at a bigger gig, I feel like it's easier to get involved as like one unit of people, like jumping up and down and going mad. When it's smaller, sometimes it's not as involved. You sort of want to see more because you're more interested in like, I don't know, this artist who plays bigger venues. Do you know what I mean? Going to a small venue, you sort of watch it.
I feel like you're more like every little nuance of your performance is like under scrutiny. That's how I feel. That's why it's like if I feel like I didn't do something right or looked a bit of a dick, then I'm like,
that's why it was good that I was behind you though, wasn't it? Because they can look at me instead.
Yeah, true.
And be like,
do you know what I mean? You're going to look fucking...
Next tour.
1,000 times better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 it's good though. Have me behind, and then when you're done, you feel confident. You go, go on, fuck off now. And then like someone walks on and pushes them away, and I go, Tom.
I can't say I'm behind as well, Miles. So it's me. I've got his
back. Good first show back though, I think.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was.
You always like perfectionist, aren't you? You always want it to be this perfect thing, and it just doesn't exist, does it?
I've got to
just got to let it go.
I think it's good when things aren't perfect and it goes a little bit mad. It's kind of part and parcel.
I was going to say that
playing in a venue
thing,
like that.
The main thing of playing them small venues, isn't it? Yeah. It's like it goes really well and people buzz off it, and it's class. Or the other side, when it goes wrong, it feels to go really wrong. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like even the smallest thing sort of snowballs in your head to be like, everyone saw that. Everyone,
I think if you had a run of them, I had a couple of them, then it'd be like, I'd know how to like gauge the crowd.
Exactly,
whereas
like
you're thrown in from playing festivals and like big shows in the UK to doing that, it's a bit like, oh God, how do you do this again?
Yeah.
That's the play you pulled a gun on me.
Yeah. Loved playing really. That. That and To Do List were my two favourite tunes. Loved To Do List.
Enjoyed opening with it as well.
I did. I thought it was good.
That was good fun.
I've got a little, you know, it does my fucking head in.
Please.
Hit it.
What's up?
Here we go. You know it does my head in. The best does my head in. You're doing my head in.
Miles does my head in. Fucking you. You know it does my fucking head in.
What's up?
Go forth.
And I spoke about this with some fans after the gig.
Okay.
Because they said, what does your head in today? I was like, I like this. And with the fresh off the block was,
fuck you.
Taxi drivers. Some taxi drivers, like when they go, you get in a taxi, right? And you go, oh, I'm going here. Miles just fell over.
Sorry, I just fell over.
And you get in a taxi and you put it in, they go, and they moan about it. Why are you a taxi driver? It's like me going on stage, going, oh, I can't be asked playing songs for yous. Like, no, I'm in a band. You know what I mean? Like, it's what you do.
It's the service you provide.
Don't be a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Or if you ask
there
for
should be disclaimers, I won't take you to this area. No, but if you really don't want to go.
I thought about
there.
This long and hard. Be a bus driver.
Oh, because you're on a specific
still doing
route.
The same thing, but you're not dropping him off at a specific
true.
Location.
Perfect example. You know when we had our Christmas do?
Yeah.
We got a taxi up there, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he was fucking huffing and puffing.
Oh, he was
all
like,
the way.
Oh,
I didn't realise it was New Mills.
This far. Didn't realise it was... Oh,
check your app then.
17-minute drive.
But it's like...
Not sorry far. For the fucking 40 quid we've just given you.
This is what
I mean?
I'm saying. Like, what annoys you about it is like, that's your job, but you paid for it. Like, and the other thing is, I don't go... I'll give you a fiver for this. Whoever you work for and you set the costs.
And we give him a tenner tip.
Do you know what I mean? But this is what I mean. It's like, I don't get the...
It makes you feel awkward and like you've done something wrong.
Yeah, it does. But it's like, you're like...
You accepted the job.
You're asking... Yeah, you're providing the service. That's what annoys me about. That's what does my head in.
You know, like Uber and stuff, do they know where it is, or does it just give you like...
Yeah, it comes up,
a distant,
it?
I think it just gives you a price estimate and distance,
yeah, cool,
doesn't it?
But then it's like, don't be a fucking taxi driver.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know,
because it's like you're doing like a public service, or you're doing a job that requires doing something. If you don't fucking like it to that degree, I'm sorry. But
if you don't like it, don't do it.
Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of taxi drivers.
It does my head in.
Yeah. That's a film for you to watch.
Taxi Driver. Fucking hell, yeah. Great film.
Nice.
A lot of Charlie's...
intimate.
I thought that sofa feels soft.
A lot of Charlie's like 2018 outfits, very taxi driver. Or maybe it's actually more close than that. It's the jacket, isn't it?
Oh, the military jacket.
Yeah.
I hammered that jacket there.
Yeah, you love that.
I love that jacket.
Good jacket.
We all hammered a few jackets over the years. Yeah. That's what happens.
Going back to cars, what does my head in?
Go on.
Not really specific to anyone or anywhere.
Yeah,
but
can I do the disclaimer first? Yeah. I feel a bit bad. Like, I'm not having a go at taxi drivers.
For example,
me and you the other day, we got a taxi from my house, picked you up, then got quickly went to whatever, waited at the yard because we had to drop some off, and then took us to City. What a guy.
Yeah.
Dead sound, just nothing. He was like, and we're talking about City, and he was like, oh, I hope I don't get another job here. I hate sitting in the traffic. Sound, I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But he was fine, nothing. He didn't moan, didn't go, oh, put it on me and made me feel bad. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, it's not hard, is it?
No.
Good combination
as well. Give him a nice.
Do you want to see a good doppelganger?
Come on, here we go.
Have you got the photo? Oh,
fucking hell.
This is a jazzer.
Josh and Weird Al.
What did he say?
It's a Josh and Weird Al.
That is a good one, to be fair. And you'll never guess who made this comparison.
Just, who is it of Josh?
It's no. Chaz. So,
if we're not related,
get on
this lad.
Hang on a sec.
Someone's gone on here.
And you know who sent it in, don't you?
Got the same
Tommy Harrison. He just said Chaz is looking well. I don't know.
Show the camera.
Fucking hell.
Let me show. I'll go. There's a few. Let me show you.
Is it that way?
How mad's that?
Show the camera and describe.
Where's he
to
from?
Us.
Do you know anything about him?
I don't know his ethnicity. I don't know.
Show the camera. Yeah, he needs. We need to show
the camera and describe to us the people who aren't watching. What this looks like.
It just looks like Chaz.
It's the bugle. Look at the nose.
It's that beautiful Roman nose.
I think the other photo looks more like it.
There's another one. Hang on.
Well, the other photo looks more shit out, doesn't he?
There is another one somewhere.
It's a photo that looks literally identical to Chaz.
That's a Jazz of that one, isn't it?
It's the hair, isn't it?
She showed me mum on Saturday night. She was like, bleeding hell.
It was nice seeing your mum, actually. I've not seen you for ages.
It was nice seeing my mum as well, yeah. I've not seen her for a bit.
It's like you.
Kidding.
Go on, Mal. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah. The cars.
I just wanted to do a disclaimer because people start going,
Joe hates taxi drivers trying to pay the rent.
But it's not that. It's there like...
You'll have to fucking pay it if you take them to New Mills.
Well, that's what I mean. Exactly, yeah. Going back to cars.
Oh, it's all right. We're all of knowingness and empathy. I feel blazed today.
It does my head in. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm not going to fucking complain about it. Do you know what I mean? It just does my head in.
So what does my head in is when I go somewhere and I park and I usually give people space etiquette. It's like, right, I'll give you space.
Do you mean doors?
No, as in like, I'm not going to go too close or too behind, people. When someone parks a fucking centimetre to my car and then, the other side, a centimetre to my car because the sensors just go like that and I can't get out, box me in.
Quite passive aggressive, that, isn't it? Yeah.
12 point turn to get out.
Yeah. I invented when I was younger. I drew it up. A car with wheels that go down. I've seen it recently though, but not
the
same.
Spin on the side to get out of situations.
Yeah, so
that's been
that
a thing
way.
Since the 20s.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a car in.
Remember it well?
The wheels, yeah.
Well done.
The wheels go like this.
Yeah.
So it can turn,
like
it can pivot like that. Yeah.
It's a crab car.
There's a really, I thought, maybe the 30s. You know, when car wheels used to have spokes still.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking miss those days. In fact, someone, just speaking of my age,
while you're trying to find it, I had the first age thing the other day when I was climbing. And I was climbing and there's this person who works there and just chat to him every now and then. And age came up and I was I feel a bit hungover today. Do you know what I mean? And I was it happens when you're 31, you only have a few beers. And he went, fuck, you know, you're 31. I was like, oh God, that's depressing, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? When they look at your age and they go, oh God, that is old. And he went, but sorry, I thought you were in your early 20s. I was like, take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, take that.
And then they put the glasses on.
I got a funny one actually.
I think he was younger with his glasses.
No, about the person.
Sorry to interrupt you, Josh. We'll get back to that.
I'm blazed, aren't I?
You don't like this. It's normally Miles who gets this sort of stuff, so it's nice to have one on.
What's
Joe.
Happened?
Went to the box at City because the lovely people there sort us out. So me and Joe went to the game.
Salt a heap.
What?
So
it don't even make sense.
Salt a heap in a box.
Just continue.
What, like a shoebox?
I don't know.
What are you talking
about? It can
about?
Be.
You are blazed, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what's happened to me.
We'd relapse.
I don't know, yeah.
Right, so anyway, we went into the box and this lad who was waiting on in the box, putting the food and the drinks out and stuff. Joe walked in. The lad went, fucking hell, mate. I thought you were Ed Sheeran for a second. Because of his hair and his glasses. And then more and more people kept coming in and going, don't he look like Ed Sheeran? And every single
person. He was bringing up a staff and going, don't he look like Ed Sheeran?
Joe was like, I don't fucking look like Ed Sheeran.
He's got ginger hair.
He doesn't even wear glasses.
You don't look anything.
He doesn't though, does he?
I don't think he
does. He doesn't wear them.
Does Miles look more like Lewis Capaldi?
There's nothing wrong with looking like Lewis Capaldi.
I know, I'm not saying
he was.
I'm just saying, do you look more like Lewis Capaldi or do I look more like Ed Sheeran? Maybe we should do a vote.
I think you look a bit more like Ed Sheeran.
Do you reckon?
When the guy said it...
Take your glasses off.
It was the hair on the other day. No, it's with the glasses. Mm. It's not with... That's more incredible now.
Someone get him a ukulele.
You look more incredible without your glasses.
I look better without my glasses.
It's the shape of the hair.
That's what it is, isn't it? It's nothing facial.
God, you look more intimidating. You're like old Joe. He used to bully me. You look nicer with glasses.
My eyes are fucked now, you know.
Yeah, you look friendlier with glasses.
Do what?
You got more of an edge. I bring back no glasses, you know.
If my eyes weren't shagged, I would. I can't read anything on that screen.
Would you ever wear contacts?
Do you need to read?
Or can you not be asked?
I can't be asked touching my eye.
Do you need to see? Really?
No.
How much do you need to see to cut about?
It was more like, you know, when you... I'm not really... I don't really go on my phone as much anymore.
You need to drive, though. What about driving?
I actually don't... I don't need my glasses for...
Oh, you're not
driving, no. But when you're reading stuff on your phone, I used to get like headaches and stuff, you know, because you're like trying to like focus in on it.
Mm. Oh, I saw something online, just a little side thing. Yeah.
Do you think that's it? No, I might no glasses.
I think you should get your eyes lasered.
Does that work anymore?
It's sketchy, innit? Or is that like a 90s thing to be
I remember when
Easy
had his eyes lasered, right? Nice. And I was at Niches on my bike.
Niches.
This is like early noughties. You remember that pickup truck he used to have?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Emma had taken him. She was driving, and just had it done. He was in the passenger seat like that, with two patches over his eyes.
I don't think I can have my eyes lasered because I've got astigmatism, which is like my eyes like slightly oval or something like that. Mm. So I don't think it's something laser can sort of.
Sorry, Josh. What were you saying?
Sorry, did you just take the film off the top, don't they?
No, yeah. Is that what it is? Mm.
So I think if it's like short sighted or long sighted, that because mine's astigmatism, I think that's what. But
sorry. No, so I've just, on the topic of age,
yeah,
obviously it comes up quite a bit with me, doesn't it? Given that I'm the youngest member by quite a few years.
Do you mean the oldest?
Buggers today.
youngest of our grandparents.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Shite.
The topic, this is on email. I don't necessarily have to play the stings.
Yeah, yeah. But,
it says Josh Spinal Tap. So I was like, here we go. I was like, is this going to be the band or a medical thing? You know what I mean? Because Spinal Tap is a procedure, isn't it? It says, can't just be me who thinks now Josh has grown his beard out. He bears a striking resemblance to Derek Smalls of Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
But then he says, obviously Josh is much older, but still. Hopefully you can recreate the Stonehenge vibe at Withenshaw too. But this isn't going to be sticking around much longer than this week, to be honest.
I think people look very similar when they've got beards, though, because less of the face is out.
We're going for a Turkish shave this week, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do...
Are you both going?
We're going to go for a Turkish, but I'm going to keep the moustache.
Go for the hot towel. Fancy it.
What, are you going to shave?
Oh, no, no. That was so cool. I loved it. I once went away with my, like, ex-girlfriend's family when I was little, do you know what I mean, like on holiday, and we went to Turkey, and I was like literally
bald.
No thingy, but he insisted we went for a Turkish
really irritated.
I was there getting, like, it's probably why I've got a beard now, though, to be fair.
Do you reckon I could get away with getting one?
Go with him,
because it's just like there's not much, but there's summer,
man, when you shave the beard line,
you know, when some people shave the beards, it just doesn't look right, does it? Like, you know, Steen.
Mm.
Handsome lad, isn't he?
Mm.
He really suits a beard.
Mm, yeah.
He's got a great beard as well.
He's got a really good beard. And he shaved it off for a fancy dress. Do you remember at Halloween last year? And he looked fucking mad.
Some people.
You get used to it, don't you? Wolfie.
Oh, Tomo's a wolfie.
When he doesn't have a beard, you're like,
beard, aren't they?
People with beards, yeah, weird. But it's like if you shaved your head, because you're used to them. It's a head on your chin, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
My dad, when he's good, goes clean shame, looks mad. But it's because he's always had some sort of goatee. My dad used to have like a massive,
used to like the braided
used to have like
thing.
A long, used to have like a long
the pharaoh.
Did you have a feather on the end of it?
That's marijuana, isn't it?
That is marijuana.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's
my dad's got a soul patch and no tash. Yeah. But that's his thing.
It looks class. It
looks like a bleeding
Hollywood
star.
You don't look at him and go, like, you know, when you say soul patch, no tash. Yeah. So for those who don't know, a soul patch is a bit below the lip. Yeah,
quite gala bingo, innit?
Yeah. Like when you say soul patch, no tash, like that's funny. But when you see your dad, you don't go, ha ha ha. Like, he just looks tight.
It's just him.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's weird.
Do you know what's mad with my dad? Obviously, he's not got as much hair as he used to have, but it's still jet black.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he has,
yeah. Don't dip it.
No. And his dad was the same.
And you're hoping you'll be the same.
Hopefully, I'll follow that path.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Have you got anything? Have you got any hypothetical locks?
I've got negative YouTube, but it depends what you want to do first.
You pick which one you want.
Negative YouTube coming after me. Why do you hate us?
Okay, I have three. Let's go quick fire.
Wow.
I can't remember what video this is now.
Fuck it, don't matter.
I think it's the Honey Sweet Music video.
Great video, I must
say. Wow. No, this is from TB Watch 88. Wow, these New Order rip-offs are opening for New Order. Wow, horrid.
Works well then, doesn't it?
That's one.
Fuck it, do you know what? Being compared to New Order's boss. You know
I'm fine with that.
Newer Order.
This is us doing Blondie Different Heart order. Of Glass for Virgin Radio. There's a lot good. Of love on that, to be fair. Yeah. So I had to scour to get some negative stuff. Someone's put lol. Oh, no. Imperial 3864 said, lol, I guess this is real. Cringeworthy. It's like the adult contemporary elevator grocery store version of the song.
I like elevator music.
We were playing some similar vibes in the car.
Muzak, I love Muzak.
I've saved the best to last. It's when we were promoting Cool Like You and I've got short hair, me and Joe did an interview with Enemy and we're going like that.
I've got the Snoopy t-shirt.
So it's me and the guy from Enemy.
Yeah.
And he's called Jordan. Anyway, Casual Kite 79 said, middle class Stockport cunts. That one's class.
Yeah.
Middle class. Love that. I mean, but probably now, middle class now, like, but fucking
comment
hell.
Posted last week.
What was that one? Eh?
Comment posted last week.
No, 4 years ago.
Yeah. Fish 69.
Can't beat Fish 69.
Fish 69's good. Yeah.
What was the comment again?
Maybe we should... I can't remember what it said.
Something like dog shit or something.
Like, yeah, just
Fish 69.
Maybe we should like make a little extended bit of this where you just find the best username.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Fish 69's fucking ace, isn't it?
I think we should put it in the thank yous on the next album.
Fish 69. Yeah. Class.
He played a good part in this.
Fish 69.
I want one of the fans to get a tattoo. Fish 69.
He's fucking angry.
What, just two fishes with the six? Like yin yang.
Or like a 69, but the six and nine are fishes.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Coy.
Yeah.
Do you know what it might be?
Don't be coy, Josh.
It might be religious, you know.
What? Fish 69?
Yeah,
what, loaves
fish
and fishes?
The
Christian fish.
Yeah.
It's 60, I don't know if it's 69.
It's 69, isn't it?
Is it?
If you look at it, if the
I think that's just how you're seeing it.
Anyway, go on, carry
religious
on.
Religious 69?
You mean anime?
That's it, anyway. That was just
fucking hell, Miles.
The three ones. Miles, what's your hypothetical?
What did he say?
He said, anyway, I went, anime.
Fucking hell.
Speaking of which...
What would you do?
So, back to cash.
You've been given.
You're offered $10 million. Now, this is mostly not real. Me and Josh could take this any day because, you know what I'm saying, but this is you three, yeah? You're offered $10 million, but you can't watch any version of football, rugby or soccer for 10 years. In person, you have to dodge bars. It's a problem.
Do you know what? It'd probably improve my blood pressure.
Yep.
And I'd be a lot better off. So, yeah.
Yeah.
For how much?
But is that like accidentally?
$10 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
Call it eight.
For 10 million. Well,
that says what?
10 years.
When we was touring loads, I used to listen to the games all the time.
No, aren't you exempt from any contact with it? No, I mean, like, watch it.
Just says watch.
Yeah, it's...
Do you know what?
You like listening to the football
old
radio.
Old school on the radio, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you had a bit of a... Yeah.
I was going to say, probably
out of necessity, to be fair.
Yeah, we've done it on tour loads where you've got you can't watch the game, you can't find it anywhere.
It's always the same guy's voice, isn't it, on 5 Live. It's always getting a bit excited. And
it makes me laugh, like, when you go into detail, like, City.
There's been a goal at the Hawthorns.
Yeah.
They slash it in half if you listen to it.
5
What,
years.
5 mil?
Do you know what? I've got a reason why I could do this.
There's a
because I've had about 10 amazing years watching City.
And that'll do.
And Pep's going to leave soon. So it's probably going to go downhill.
Is he leaving?
You can't get any better from where they're at now. So I take 10 million quid and just stop watching.
Just gib it.
I'm of a similar mindset. I've seen some incredible football.
That's life-changing money, that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
I've seen a lot of trophies won.
Mm.
Klopp's leaving. It's inevitable.
You see, because football is such a massive part of like fucking, especially English culture.
It's an unrealistic question, though.
No, of course it is, but it really tests. I mean, yeah, you know, it depends. It's an interesting one.
If you said a million quid...
Mm.
I'd probably say no.
Because it's a very social thing as well.
You know what you could do with that? You could start your own team.
You bet, but you have to play it blindfolded though, can't you? Because you can't fucking watch yourself. I mean, not. Yeah, but you can't watch.
Can't watch any football, can you?
You'd work your way up the leagues.
That's fucking funny.
It's a good great question. No, interesting though.
I
Joe's like, I'm such a footy fan, I could never get it up.
No, Joe, I was actually going to say something a bit more sweet. I like me and you going there. It's probably the only time where we go and don't really speak about the band. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Just do something with your 20 million
quid. It's
hard,
isn't it? When you're in like a band together, you work together, don't you? So it's hard not to talk about...
I know what you mean.
In quotations. About the football.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's like the only time we just like...
It's a separate entity.
It's an old school like friend
sound
thing,
lame again, saying like mates again. Do you know what I mean? But it's like...
I still have that thing where... don't make me cringe, but I'm so out of the loop that when you see like... Like, I think it was someone who's working on the NME thing and you started talking to football about it. And it's like, boom, we know each other. And it's like, I get that it's good because it's like, you've got a very common
unity.
Ground, but it's when you start saying like, oh yeah, you've done well this season. Like, yeah, we've done okay. It's like you and we've like, it's like, I'm
ownership
like,
over the
it's like,
setup.
It ain't you, is it? You're just watching it.
Yeah, you can't understand.
It's something about it. It's so alien to me that.
That's just natural because it's your team. You
that's
know
just
I mean?
Like in terms no, of conversation, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like someone might have been like, oh, the band's doing well. Do you know what I mean? Shit like that. It's like the band's all. Do you know what I mean? It's not.
You're going to come to a game soon, aren't you?
When I get it. It's just I'm not part of it. So it always makes it's always like caught me.
It would be really difficult to give Wednesday? Up though because it's like after music that is.
But imagine that. Sure 10 years though. Think about it. You'd miss World Cups and that as well.
Oh, 10 million quid's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, it's a lot
so
of
that,
money.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. Josh, you couldn't do it, could you?
You said...
there's no way I could give up the beautiful game.
Yeah. Bouncing around with soul.
You got any more, Miles?
Sorry, just to interject there. You know, the next season of the podcast...
I don't think there fucking is a next one. It's just continuing.
No, I think we should all do fantasy and have a
what fantasy
what
football?
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain to me what fantasy football is.
Yeah,
can I just be a referee or something?
So basically, does it go World of Warcraft?
The start
do you know
of
what
each
mean?
Season, right? You pick a team of all the players in the Premiership. Yeah.
Real players.
You can make your own team.
So you have a certain...
You have a budget.
You can
have
a budget.
There's like David Beckham, Wayne Rooney.
No,
is that
no,
it's
always
current players.
Haaland, Mo Salah.
It's like
anyone.
Scrabble then for me, innit? Like, do you
and
know what
you,
I mean?
You earn points per week.
Mm.
But if your player's injured, you're going to have to make a transfer and put someone else in.
Points based on what the players do. So say you got Haaland and Haaland scores two, you're going to get X
in
amount
real
of points.
Life.
In real life. So the games at the weekend affect your fantasy football.
Oh,
so
I'd be fucking
what do you
awful.
Do,
then?
I think it'd be very interesting
nothing
if we had a league.
And do you have subs, Chaz?
Yeah, you've got three subs and a keeper.
You can't change the team once you've picked it, can you?
No.
Build them together so you can pick some from City, some from Liverpool, some from United, some from anywhere.
Well, it's built in the way that you've got a budget that you can't just have.
Oh, so then it depends on who in those teams do well. Make sure like little
you can't just buy all the best players.
Yeah, the budget's done in such a way you can't just buy the best players and you can't just go, I'll just buy the same as City's team. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got it's sort of made in a way where you have to pick.
Strategic.
Who's made that? Who came up with that?
Years. That's
quite
years, but it's really
quite D&D.
Even
that.
If you're not that into football, it's quite interesting reading all like the stats.
Chance and yeah.
There's a guy
I've
I
never
know,
done it, mate. I always feel like it's the sort of thing I'd start and then I did one at school years ago.
The guy I speak to in the morning and he's retired now and that and he loves it.
Yeah.
He's never really been a big football fan.
Yeah.
But he's not. He likes football. He likes sport, but he loves like. He does a fantasy because he loves all the charts and stuff and all the stats and things like well into it and it just keeps him busy.
But if we had a league together, whoever wins the league, I think there should be some sort of incentive. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking that's because he fucking played it for years and he knows.
So if you want to email me,
he was quick 50 quid for charts.
No, it's pot luck. I think it's betting without money. It's that it's all luck based.
I always, do it every year. I always,
a little
do
bit
it. I always say, and Frey had a pretty good league, didn't he? He set a league.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah, no, Frey.
But yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
Is it like quite funny. Football manager?
Similar, yeah.
Similar.
But like.
Similar, but you don't have to go in, you don't have to make formations and shit like that. I mean, you can play a certain.
Well, have fun doing that, you three. Moving on. You are a prisoner that must pick a meal to eat three times a day for 10 years. You ain't got the fucking 5 mil for this one, though, 10 mil. And you must eat it, all of it. Right, so you need a meal that you can have just for fucking 10 years.
Three times a day,
thrice
the same
a day.
Meal.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, this is me all over, because I could do that. It's not, I don't, I am not asked about food.
Look, thrice a day.
Do you want to pick? I know what I'd pick.
Go on, Joe.
I'd pick.
You got to eat it three times, though, so it can't fill you up too much.
That's what I mean. I reckon I'd pick potatoes, chicken, and veg.
as one dish.
Yeah, as like a, you know, like a nice meal, but not like a roast dinner.
No, more bland.
A bit more like, you know what I mean? So I basically, because you don't want anything that's just going to make you unhealthy, do you? Like, you don't want like Mackies every day, do you?
I mean, I wouldn't care if I was in prison for 10 years. I just want
You still don't want that for yourself, do you? You don't need it for anything else.
I don't know. I don't think I'd be arsed.
Go for an old Gallagher. Chicken.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's what I'd
chicken,
go for.
Rice and veg. Green veg.
I'd go for potatoes instead, though, because I'd want the carb.
Balance.
Yeah, I believe in full balance.
Thomas?
If you're going for like health, you're like doing it practical, aren't you?
It's not just health, it's just substance. Well, and I think because it's quite bland, I think if you went for something that was like really
tasty... chicken curry three times
a day. This is what I was going to say.
If you go for something tasty, I feel like after like fucking hell years of it, you just get annoyed with where if it's bland, do you know what I mean? It's not going to affect... It's not going to...
I was going to say beans on toast.
Yeah,
old school.
Yo, is this in prison?
Yeah. But it's... Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had chicken, rice and veg three times a day, every day, and you were like working out in the...
Yeah.
In prison.
That's my vibe.
Work well for you. For me, I'd be on fucking paneer veg fucking jalfrezi every day. And it'd be ace.
Josh.
I'd have the shits, but it'd be ace.
You love a curry, don't you?
Street waffle.
Okay, I could go back to my my lockdown meal of half a bowl of bran flakes and an 8 mile walk.
Just in your, just like up and down.
And then
it's me every day, though.
Then washing your money.
And then washing my money in prison. Because you know, I can go and spend it at the prison tuck shop on more bran.
Game of Thrones.
So what? Yeah, do you think you'd go for bran?
No. No, I honestly don't know what I would do in that situation. Probably.
I mean,
I'm not surviving the 10 years, let's face it, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Fuck yeah, I'll make you what?
What would you rate?
98?
Exactly. A man in his 90s can't go into prison.
What would your felony be?
My felony?
Yeah.
Probably theft. I think we've been on this one. Most realistically theft. For me, I just saw this one. And I don't know. It's quite similar to what it is anyway, what we are, but, and it specifically says five, so you fuse with your five closest friends.
Fuse?
So me, Jordan Orton, cheers.
Fuse?
You
fuse,
like
physically fuse
with your five
like
closest
Siamese.
Friends. Just, well, no, more like you are one person, but we're all...
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Not like five heads, ten arms vibes. You fuse with your five closest friends. What are you like afterwards? What do you do? You awaken
Jesus.
Tomorrow with the abilities, memory, skills, and attributes, Chaz, of your five closest friends. You are all combined into one person.
Be a shit at one man band, wouldn't it?
I was racking my brain, I thought.
This includes their physical attributes. Your new form is an amalgamation of all five of you, with each feature being whatever is the best you all have. Your original bodies are gone. What are you like now? What do you do with your new life? What aspects of your lives would you pick up and retain? So basically, which would you leave?
Have we got like, so basically,
think about the aesthetics.
Loosely, is what would you take from each other to make the ultimate blossom? Is this kind of what you're saying?
Spin it like that. DJ, go on.
I'd be taller, that'd be good.
Oh.
You'd want to be taller.
My back would be better. I'd like to think.
But what
means one of you's getting a terrible back.
No, I think it would just making the...
you're only taking the good bits.
Okay, so...
So tall...
The best of each one of us.
The tallness of the taller people.
You, Charles, miles, pretty much.
Yeah. I'd take your optimism and...
Nice.
Like,
but, talking personality as well.
I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Like a bit of everything.
I think it's more so physical. Just like, let's pick one thing.
My most defining point of me is my optimism.
No, like you,
physical
your
or mental.
Yeah.
Physical or mental.
I would take Joe's mentality. I would swap my mentality for Joe's mentality.
Yeah, okay.
So
right,
I don't have to live in this anymore.
This water bottle is the new us. So let's...
Looking
we have...
It's got the core.
The brain. here we are.
Yeah. Right, so is it stuff like, I don't know.
Joe's optimism.
That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, well,
that's
fine.
That's a nice
we've decided that's what it is.
Well, at first you said Joe's you've got the just, memories of everyone, but...
That's too far.
Let's one thing at a time.
I'd like Miles as...
I don't really know what I have.
You make people laugh, really. What's it called?
Spontaneity.
Funny bones.
Not arseness.
Nah, do you know what I mean? What is it when you make people laugh? You're just funny, aren't you?
He's a funny lad, isn't he? He's just a funny guy.
You're a funny guy.
Me, funny.
Like, you're very likeable.
Miles' personality.
Well,
bits of it.
Not full.
Miles is fake. Miles is Miles. Miles is chameleonism. Yeah. Bom, so bom, there bom, we go. Bom, Josh. Bom. What have you got on your fucking... Oh,
moustache comb.
Right.
Josh is very funny as well, though. That's a hard one. That's... Maybe Josh is curio.
The wit of Josh is good.
Yeah, Josh
the
is
wit. The wit of Josh.
Witty.
If you really want that, I don't know.
Okay. Chaz?
I don't know. They've all got really nice attributes.
Charlie's bass playing.
What about your tat, your moustache?
Mine's not as good as Josh's.
But oh, yeah. I love that everyone
else. No, Chaz.
Cheers,
Chaz,
what am I eating?
Me dick on me tash. Cheers, man.
Chaz is just walking dick in time.
Good to see
that. Your glasses. like an animation. That's what I'm imagining.
Massive conk.
I'm imagining like another brick on the wall. Like that kind of job.
Yeah, the hammers.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you know the belay,
there's
man.
Not much. There's not much. what about your
encyclopedic
I don't think it's that good having one with CMAT.
Yeah, but CMAT's not here, is she?
It's just average, isn't it?
No, but I think you've got a very, very good...
Your brain in general. Out. Knowledge.
My
pub
brain.
Quiz. Your brain.
All right. Oh. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah?
Oh, just see, we need to get someone to draw that, you know.
In my head,
that'd
I was
be
thinking...
fucking ace.
In my head, I was thinking of Superbad.
Yeah. Do you know who could draw that really well? Ian Skelly.
Yeah, he'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioned. And then Tom, what about you?
Tom's talent.
What are you trying to say about us?
Well, he's the
Tom's
most.
Talent. We'll pick that. In like a like blossom bottle form.
It's one of the talents one of them, isn't it? It's not...
Let's just pick
I'd
it.
I'd say you're loyalty, actually.
Yeah, very loyal.
Thanks.
Human.
You're a very,
okay.
very loyal.
Are we taking the music out of it, then?
Yeah, because that's obvious, isn't it?
So
it's
loyalty.
It's always a boring answer, that.
Do you know what?
I don't think that your talent defies who you are as a person.
No.
Loyalty, optimism, likability. What are you, curio?
Even that's
wit,
class.
Wit and knowledge. That's good for that. That's fucking ace.
God,
that's really fucking good.
Good that.
Do you know what? That's what
Give
makes us. That's what makes us. Us.
Right. It's going to be flat now.
What is that?
I'd love to. We need to. Like, you know them, like, face app things where we put all our heads in and...
Oh, yeah, like, make AI.
It would look fucked, wouldn't it?
Look grotesque.
Think of the conk. Me, you, Miles, and Josh.
Do you know what?
Imagine
your conks, but, like, my shape, with my shape... We've said this before, my nose is fucking well weird.
The cloud.
It is
I've
a mad
got
nose.
The weirdest nose. Like, you say your nose big, but my nose is fucking
you know
mad.
What? People don't comment on my nose. Emily says it's quite big. Mine, you know.
Yeah, yours, like, you were included in mine then.
Josh, yours is sizable, isn't it?
No, you're not out. Yeah, it's there.
Also, I've got the smallest conk, haven't I?
Mine's sticks out.
Mine's...
Yours is the smallest, but it's just it's strange in its own way.
Are you broken?
No,
strange.
I don't
know. Strange. Let me see if there's an app that can do it. I'll see if I can find an app that can do it.
Let's go into some
Josh, have you got...
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Joe,
go on.
Obviously, the older you get, your ears don't stop growing, do they?
Ah.
But you hear less. So they get bigger,
Pardon?
But you hear less.
Mad, isn't it? Getting you at your own game, here, isn't it, today?
Come on, let's do some fan bits.
Face morph. Oh, I'm going to find this in the meantime.
Yeah, we'll do
I've got one, but you can only put like two people in to see what your kid would look like, sort of thing. You want?
Yeah, but then can't you like can't you age the kid and then put them with another aged one, and then
keep whittling it
yeah,
down?
Yeah, and then just
see if you can do five in one.
Yeah. Right, moving on.
It wouldn't work though, because that'd be two and two and one. So the one person would be like,
it's just
it's like amalgamation of all you four, like and me.
What have I got? It's not hard, is it, or anything like that?
Oh no, it never happened.
I'm going to go with the taxi driver that we had.
Oh no, I have got one.
So we had a taxi driver the other day. So I started it.
I was the one who said I was going to do it.
And then you went, oh, it's gone. So then I started mine. Then
you do yours.
Got it.
You do yours and I'll do mine.
So we had the taxi driver the other day. I've spoke about it. And Tom last minute was like, oh shit, I forgot I have to leave the car for Katie at the salon.
In Stockport.
Do you mind? And obviously, with the past of some taxi drivers, you were like, I thought he was going to cancel. You know, I was sat in it. I was like, oh, mate.
Basically, you had to put two stops in.
Yeah.
Because we had to drop our clothes off at the yard for the gig and then go to city. So you had to get it to your house, meet me at Stockport once I dropped the car, then take us to the yard, then go to the Etihad.
Right.
It's a bit of a faff, isn't it, really?
And he do you know what? That's one where if he was pulling his face back, I'd be like, yeah. Sorry,
this on
mate,
Saturday.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, at first, I was getting Tom to pick that, go to his house and pick him up. And then obviously, Tom was like, oh, shit, I forgot I've got that car so to Stockport. Anyway, went there. And obviously, Tom was a little bit running late, just like sort of trying to do it all. Sat there, and the guy was like, oh, don't worry about it, mate. It's absolutely fine. We just had a good chat about cars because I was like, I'm thinking of getting a new car. And he was just dead sound and dead nice.
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
Do you not know, hard, is it?
Sometimes, you know, because nice we was be in nice. A rush, weren't we? A bit flustered and you're a bit like stressed. You know, sometimes and someone just like, yeah, just makes your day, doesn't it? I feel like, you know, sometimes when you're like...
I've got another one while we're on the day of Saturday. We finished sound check, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we were looking for somewhere for a little drink before the gig.
Ah, yes.
And we...
Ah,
yeah.
And Josh had been recommending a place called the Old Abbey Tap House. So we went there.
Well, Josh, I think Josh knew because he's Josh's steampunk.
I did not, okay.
And we walked out. We walked like 10 minutes to get there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And arse in the nowhere.
Got there and they were like, sorry, guys,
it's
a ticketed gig on tonight. And we were like, oh, look, we're playing a gig.
Eye for an eye.
Yeah, we're playing a gig around the corner. We literally just want a pint and then we'll be out your way. And they went, do you know what? Bar's open. Go in there, get yourselves a pint. Don't worry about it.
No,
is it?
I love it.
They said, we're running a bit late, actually. You go in and talk yourselves out.
Really nice. Really nice place. Really nice people. It was ace, really, you know. I've never been there.
Cool vibe,
sorry, Miles, what was yours?
We don't eat mine now, do we?
No, go on, it's nice.
Take it for next week, you know what I mean?
No, I got them.
We all like cream eggs.
Love cream eggs.
It was a while ago. It was a bit ago, probably about 6 weeks ago now, I reckon. And I was in the co-op. As usual, different co-op than one I used to work in, opposite the college. And
middle class.
They have quite a lot, what they used to work there.
No, just these people called middle class.
Oh yeah, middle class. Miles. Don't have that as a title. What's it called now? Yeah, that was it. They've branched out in flavours. So they've got egg standard. Cream egg like hazelnut and white cream egg.
Mm.
Obviously, they have shitloads of the hazel and white one and only one of the normal cream egg there. So we go there. I fancied a normal one. Emily fancied a normal one. But we went, you know what? I'll just get a white one and Emily will get like a normal one. And this guy was like, you can have my other cream egg if you want. And he gave us a secondary normal flavoured cream egg.
It's not hard, is it?
Nice, isn't it?
That's nice, that.
Laced.
£2 for £1.80.
Yeah. Laced.
Do you know what I mean? That's why.
You know that co-op?
Do you know what I'm saying?
That co-op, I don't like the layout in there.
No, it's changed.
Is anyone on that?
It's hard, yeah.
Does it make you feel a bit uncomfortable?
It's not ergonomic.
What it is.
It's a self-checkout and then that weird bit at the back.
They've
I'm like,
wasting space.
I've noticed they've
made it for the college. They've made it very like lunchtime. So you go in, all the lunch stuff's there on the back two walls.
I didn't
you
get
out.
Well observed.
That's why they've done it.
That's
work, I know much it's changed as well because it was a nightmare at lunchtime. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, so
it was really busy because you had like the lunch bit in like all three sections and it was dead busy at lunch.
So
it's streamlined.
Kids,
They've got you go in, you turn right, lunch, and you go out like
so it's ergonomic for students, but not for us.
I suppose that's the biggest.
I mean, I've just made that
for
up.
Their biggest,
I get it.
Makes
sense. Do you know what? I have newfound respect for the layout.
Thank you,
Miles. Well done. My scene, though.
Yeah.
Never judge a co-op by its
facing
layout.
Up. I face up in the fridge.
That's the fucking title.
What was it?
Never judge a co-op by its layout.
Nice.
Do you know what really depresses me? The Asda in Stockport.
Oh, that's sad in there.
It's fucking
sad. I used to go there with me.
It's gone a bit better.
Get a taxi back.
Do you know what it is?
It's well depressing.
I used to go to the cafe there. Like,
oh, do you know what? My mum and dad, I used to shop at Netto when I was a kid.
Remember that?
I used to buzz off the bags.
You used to get bullied for it.
You used to get bullied for that.
Yeah. Yellow and black, wasn't it?
Everyone used to get shit for shopping at Netto when you were a kid.
Do you still get bullied for that?
I don't know. It's not a thing anymore, is it? Obviously, my dad worked on like a market and it was like, obviously that went to shit, didn't it? Do you know what I mean? Back in the day. And we shopped at Netto. Mum and Dad was skint, obviously. I remember just thinking, you know, at the time, it's weird. I remember looking
at don't want to take a peek at it.
Yeah, and I remember just thinking, why are you shopping here? Obviously, just not having fucking money, that's why. Do you know what I mean? But I remember at the time being like, I remember little things like there was a woman who lived on our road, this family, and he was a dickhead, the lad, like the son. Do you know what I mean? I remember going around once, we were playing out on the street, you know everyone, and he went, oh, come here, he went there, and she went, oh, go away, your mum and dad shop at Netto, the mum to me.
Jesus.
Very 90s,
really?
That.
Really? Yeah, I remember it. Like,
that's horrible.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Probably come to our gigs now, don't they?
Yeah. Mad.
I like the logo.
I like the logo.
I like the Netto logo.
Yeah.
it's weird doing it.
It's not a new
thing, is it? I'm sure there's fucking plenty of fucking kids who've got absolutely rinsed for shopping in that all the time. But it's weird now. It's like changed, isn't it? Like, now Aldi's like, fucking, yeah, why would you shop
Aldi's
there?
Aldi's song won the NETTO. Netto is the place to go. Shop all day, shop all night, then claw with a bag of shite.
What kind of dog is that? Like a
Westie.
Is it a Westie? Yeah.
Looking at it now, very European, isn't it?
I think
Scandinavian.
I think it's a little schnauzer, you know.
Scandinavian.
It's got the schnauzer thing, isn't it?
What's wrong with that?
Colonel.
But yeah, no. Sorry, I just remember that then. Just
flashbacks.
I like, do you know what I really like? The bakery at Lidl.
Yeah.
It's fucking good. The one in near Offaly?
No, the one near...
near the old Harley Davidson. Near
quite surprised.
Gym.
No.
On the way to
the old Charlie Chalk's.
Yeah. Yeah,
Brewer's Fair. Where is it?
Fucking Charlie Chalk's.
You fucking go mad places, you. It's never anywhere near.
I like to mix it up, don't
it's
I?
Like, it's like where's
you're like the wanderer of like random shit.
He's like, where's Charles? Oh, he's like, oh, I'm in Knutsford. Like, what the fuck?
This radio being
good black cab driver, wasn't it?
The knowledge.
The knowledge.
Oh shit, they've been trying to ring me.
I don't know. It's...
Can you pause this a second?
Hey, right, should we go into some fan questions?
Yeah, please.
We've had a bit of a technical glitch for me and Thomas sharing, haven't we?
Yes.
Love you.
Aww.
Joe's unplugged his mic just so we can sit next to Tom so more people walk
yeah,
in.
That's what it is, yeah.
Sweet. This is the fan bit. This is the
fan bit. Anya's emailed. And... Helgeland?
Yeah. Helgeland, that's what I think.
Helgeland, I would as well. But anyway, she said, hey, my name is Anya. I'm a big fan of your music and podcast. They are both making the cold Norwegian winter more bearable.
Thank you.
It's from Norway. Norway. Nope.
I've been...
Times two.
I've been a big fan of you since seeing you live supporting the Killers in Dublin back in 2022. My sister Mia and I... Oh, we're interrailing Europe at the time... And your music became the soundtrack of the rest of the trip. That's nice, isn't it?
That's nice.
I fancied him interrailing.
It's cool, isn't it, travelling on a train?
I think your brother went interrailing, didn't he, a little bit? He did. Yeah. You and Ogden.
What's this one here?
Well, I'm halfway through this one here. That wasn't the question. I currently have an ethical dilemma that I would like your help with. So here we go, lads. I would love to come to your gig at Wivenshaw Park in August, but I'm a uni student with mandatory attendance. So my question is, should I, as a soon-to-be teacher, skip school and come to your gig?
I thought it was bank holiday weekend, though.
P.S.
In the UK.
Yeah.
She's in Norway.
Do they not have...
No way.
They don't have the same holidays.
The Bank of Norway.
It says, P.S., any gigs in Norway soon?
I wish.
Probably not, though. Realistically.
It'd be nice to get over there at some point.
But yeah.
I mean, what would the penalty be, I wonder, for...
Well, I think if she's
skipping.
Not a teacher yet, fucking do
well,
it.
Well, I mean, they're probably not going to know how different...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do that. Do the gig. Pull a sickie. Do you know what I mean?
10-year-old.
Casual, innit?
Yeah.
When you've got kids and that, when you're actually a teacher, you'll look back at that moment and go, you know what? I wish I went to that gig.
I agree. Skip.
Yeah, life's too short.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just a quick one, this one. It's the subject line is Time Shifter app from James H. It says, Lads, you need the Time Shifter app in your lives. I went to India last year for 2 weeks and had zero jet lag. Get it downloaded.
What is that?
That's interesting.
What I do is that when I get on a plane after about an hour or two, or three, depending on where, I set it to the time and where I'm going. So does that just make... I think it... Based on what they're going on, it just times, it makes time speed up. So like a minute's 30 seconds. So when you get there, it's
I
actually...
I don't know what it is, but I've got a feeling it might be like, it might slowly change your time.
That's what I think.
Not like a dead... It won't go right, you're 8 hours ahead.
It'll
be like,
how would it work in the
2 hours ahead and ease you over somehow, maybe, I don't know.
We'll have to get it and find out, you know what I mean?
Good shout, though. I've got another one here as well. And
who's it from?
Marcus Lee. He says, all right, lads, I'm 22 from Warrington, but I've lived in Perth, Australia.
Tell me out.
You'd be surprised at how many people from the UK live here. Me and all my mates love your music and are always saying how you never come here, and I'm just wondering when you're finally going to include Australia in your tour.
Christ, more and more people are talking about Australia now.
Love the pod and the music, fellas. Keep releasing bangers.
Did we discuss this a few weeks ago? I think we did. It's just the money, isn't it? Basically, yeah. It's
we'll
so expensive
we'll
to
do
come
is,
there.
We'll book it in May and we'll start driving now. Boat, cruise. Cruise. Do you reckon a cruise is cheaper than getting a fucking load of planes there? What? Car and cruise.
A cruise probably. Have you seen, there's like something going viral at the moment saying like...
Actually, I can't be asked being on a cruise for 4 weeks, fucking.
I know. But there's something viral at the moment. It's like...
The floating Trafford Centre.
Travel day.
If you go to like Turkey in an all-inclusive holiday for like a month, it's cheaper than like paying rent and living.
Now,
like,
yeah, but that, yeah, I saw this. Yeah, it's now like proper fucking times, like holiday times.
But mad. I've got another email here from Harriet Thomas. There's no text. But
it just says Tom Frogden. It's just a frog. And do you think it looks like me, or are they just being silly?
Let me have a look.
You need a mic, Joe.
I think they've just called the frog Tom Frogden. The text isn't working though, as in like...
Again, you need a mic.
Sorry, Tom. But I can see it, look. Can you see that bit? It says, hi.
You've got any internet, you're not on the Wi-Fi.
No, but I was on the Wi-Fi, it wasn't working.
No, there's no text, it just says lots of love hats at the bottom.
Yeah, but if you look at the email, it says, hi, my boyfriend got a new pet frog and let...
Oh.
And then you go on it and it's not letting the text come through. So Harriet, if you're getting this, email it again without the photo and it might work.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, it loses it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you see what I mean?
I've got a good one there, you know.
Go on then.
It's from Nia Duffy, right?
Okay.
Hi guys, hope you're doing well. I've been a huge fan since the start. Your podcast is my comfort podcast. It really helped me on those lonely days in lockdown. Probably listened to the whole thing 3 times. Never gets boring and never fails to make me laugh. I'm from Stockport myself, and there's a funny story here. I was once in Sainsbury's and saw Miles Kellogg. Wanted to go over and say
thank
how
you.
And how much of a fan I am of the band, but it seems he had a really bad cold, and I overheard him say, get me the fuck out of here.
Fucking hysteria.
So I decided against it.
When was this?
Get me the fuck out of here. I didn't want to add to his annoyance that day.
That's genius.
Foul raven, unshowered, crusty eyes.
You're fucking what you like when you're ill.
Foul raven, unshowered, crusty eyes. Too fucking fine.
Is that in Sainsbury's?
Give me the fuck out of here.
That's class,
you know what? Foul raven, unshowered, crusty is quite a good title for a podcast.
Oh, I was hanging that. I don't actually remember that, to be honest with you, but... Nice to not see you, but next time say hello.
Nice to not see you.
That's funny, that. I've got one here from Stephen Halliwell, Jerry's brother.
Fuck, leave me to it.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening back to John Kennedy's Track by Track podcast with you guys talking through Foolish Loving Spaces.
That was Blossoms with Foolish Loving Spaces.
Well done.
Thank you.
I was wondering... Oh, sorry. Missed a bit. You spoke on there about 3 smaller albums, Foolish, Loving and Spaces.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering how that would have looked and how you might have split those up. Would it have been more theme driven with 3 albums having separate themes? And do you think you might have used other songs that didn't make the final cut? Later on the same episode, Joe mentions that Foolish Loving Spaces is almost a concept album as its current format. Have you ever considered doing something like a concept album? Foolish Loving Spaces is my favourite record of yours. Love the podcast. Thanks, Stephen. I think I found some notes on my phone. I'll try and find it, of what I'd split up to potential...
The three albums. Blossoms
Thrice. You know what? In the future, because we've got that many tunes and demos knocking about, I think we'll just release a fucking shitload of them anyway and just to see what happens. And if people like them, they like them. How many demos do we have on file?
So many.
Like actually on file. I reckon about 65.
Probably something like that.
70.
Yeah.
So we'll just release them one day.
Sorry, I'm on my phone now.
I've got them here.
Right. So Foolish on the demos is... This kind of became what Foolish Women's Faces. It was Girlfriend, Real Life, Oh No, Think I'm In Love, Swimming Brain, a song called Good For Life.
That was a tune, that.
The Keeper and Under the Sun.
I still do the filth of Good For Life.
So basically, of the 7 tunes, 2 didn't make it, which is Good For Life and Under the Sun. Under the Sun came out as
quite small for an album.
It was going to be 777.
Oh, right.
Loving is...
A Crisis Core.
Big Word. This is how long that tune's
infamous.
Been about. Pure Pop. She's a Godsend, Something for the Mind, which came out as a...
Godsend's a tune.
It is a good song, though. Sorrow and Sorrow, Possessor, and a song called Shatterproof Shades. That was kind of like...
Possessor, yeah, yeah.
There goes my camera.
That was kind of like a darker album, wasn't it, of the three.
I love that. I'm
thinking.
But, yeah, it just... Yeah, so that was that one. Have you got Spaces on there? Maybe, oh yeah. Spaces has got Do I Look Like a Villain, Sunday Was a Friend of Mine, Romance, My Vacant Days, Falling for Someone and Like Gravity. So five of the six on that became... So basically we joined...
Only fucked off a couple of them, really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Do you know what we thought? We got to the process, we started recording and we still thought we were going to do the three albums, and then we thought, let's just make one with all the best tunes of that bunch, basically. Or not necessarily the best, because it's all like... your interpretation of the music, innit?
More ones that fit together.
Ones that fitted together and sound like... And I think that's why Foolish Women's Spaces is probably our best record.
I was going to say it's your favourite, innit?
Yeah, it's my favourite and it's a lot of people's favourite. I think consistently it's probably the best. And I think it's probably because we did it like this.
Yeah.
And we took so much time and we whittled it down. And we're kind of having a similar approach with this album now, aren't we?
So because there's so much material
hopefully
there.
Hopefully a similar process will have gone into this new album. But the reason we wanted to do something different, and well, I was writing a lot of songs at that time, but then we just opted to just do one album because it just seemed a bit overkill, and other people started doing it. I think Foles came out with a double album, and a few others, and we thought, oh, we're just gonna like, we're like following a trend.
I'm glad
we
just committed to the one, though.
Yeah, it's a great record.
A fucking great album, start to finish.
So that was the thinking behind it. But yeah, oh, this is cool. Blossoms, the thing says Blossoms Era's set list. George Maynard: Hi lads, love the pod. Been listening to the recent podcast and enjoy the set list section. Here is my suggestion of a set list with a couple of songs from each album from the band in chronological order, starting with Blossoms and ending on Ribbon Around the Bomb /to-do list. The set I've made is nothing special, but thought it'd be a cool idea since you're going on to album 5 and you've got loads of boss tunes. Cheers. P.S. Josh, Tom, I think a Rig Rundown would be mint and I would definitely give it a listen. There's a little double up on songs here. The obviously the Old Faithfuls. So he opens with At Most a Kiss, Blown Rose, Honey Sweet, Favourite Room, Charlemagne. Into the next album, Love Talk, I Can't Stand It, How Long Will This Last, Reason Why, Cool Like You, Real Life Girlfriend, Keeper, Oh No, Swimming Brain, Like Gravity. See, that's got the most tunes picked from it again because it's a fucking good album. The Writer, in brackets, tune. Care For, Sulking Poet, New York, To-Do List, and then we come back on and do Charlemagne and Reason Why again.
For a laugh.
We did that at Plaza, didn't we?
At the Plaza.
And I think we are quite... And we would like to do like an eras thing at some point because we're quite...
Nostalgic tour.
I like the organisation of doing it in like a kind of order. It's just how you would do that, I suppose. But yeah, I'd be up for something like that.
Yeah. Is right.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Yeah, good luck, man.
See you soon.
Thank you.
So yeah, just if you want to fucking email some of him, do so too. It's funny, innit? See ya.
Bye. It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast. It's a Blossoms Podcast. Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.